last Sunday on the first Sunday in Advent, posed the question, why would he come? Why would Jesus come? Why did God send Jesus? Because we needed him. God knew that we needed a Savior, and we needed a hope. And we know today that he is our hope. He's our only hope. And I have this inspirational selections for Advent. It's by Max Lucado. It's called In the Manger. If you're looking for a devotional book to do for Advent, I used it read it several years ago and just kind of went back to it in my time for Advent for this year. And it's that question, why would he come to bring us hope? And we talk about peace, that there might be peace on earth. Everybody wants that, right? So Jesus came because we needed hope. He is our hope. And he came that there might be peace on earth. And we talk about peace, we talk about world peace. But what we need to understand this morning, that peace has to start with you. You have that peace this morning in your own heart, believing that Christ is our hope, that he is our Savior. And having that peace when you know here today, no matter what happens this week, you're at peace in knowing that Jesus is your Savior and you'll be with him forever. Emmanuel, God is with us. So to begin this morning, I'd like for you to watch this short video about peace, the peace that certainly God offers through his son Jesus. So the second Sunday of Advent, peace. We pray for peace on earth and peace all over the world. But we also need peace in our own lives when the pie is burning, right? And when the kids are out of control and no one's listening and it's craziness all around us. We pray for peace in our own lives. I continue to remind you each Sunday that God will use you if you allow him to. God will put you right where he wants you to be if you allow him to. God will give you all that you need to do what he calls you to do if you allow him to do that, right? If you get up in the morning and say, God, use me today, whatever that might be. God, use me today, wherever I might go. Use me today that I might be a blessing to other people. And I don't know if we do that every day. I mean, when you're busy and you're trying to get ready and you're late, and you burnt your toast, maybe you spilled the coffee, and then we say, God, use me today. I had the opportunity the last few days to substitute at the middle school for a lady that had eye surgery. And on Friday, when I got to school, these three girls were waiting there. I thought they were waiting for the principal or somebody. And said, Mr. Newsom, we really talked. You do? And one of us in our youth group said, we have a problem. And we knew
you to help us with this problem. Not that I help them with this problem, but I help steer them in the direction of who can help them with their problem and what they might need to do to solve this problem. Okay, thanks, Mr. Newton. So, at the end of the day, this little girl comes up and says, Mr. Newton, my problem was taken care of. And I said, praise the Lord. So, I don't really know what the problem was, to be honest with you. I mean, it's an issue going on. I tried to help out. And so we think about this busyness of our lives. We need peace in our own lives, right? We're crazy, and sometimes we might have the opportunity to help someone. Again, God will put you right where He wants you to be when you need to be there. And so this morning, in Isaiah chapter 40, I want you to think about this. As you turn to Isaiah chapter 40, and we look at verses 1 through 11 this morning. Okay, so you should have your Bible right now, okay? If you need a Bible right in front of you, and we're going to look at Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 11. You know, on Wednesday nights in Bible study, we've been in the book of Ezekiel, you know, a prophet warning the people, telling the people to get it together. And then, you know, God's going to, you know, destroy the temple, but He's going to rebuild the temple in specific directions. And as we look this morning in Isaiah, thinking about turmoil and what was happening in the world, certainly there needed to be peace, things were out of control. Why? Because people weren't listening to God. They weren't being obedient. And Isaiah gives this passage here, these 11 verses, to bring comfort to the people. Do you need comfort this morning? Many of us do. Thinking about the craziness of our own life, we're trying to get all these things ready and in place. And I know this. I know that people are paying attention to my messages because some people asked, you know, how our tree was going. Bethany did a great job on the tree. I did put the wreaths up. So if you drive by our house, there was one window with no wreath because I broke the hook and I couldn't fix it. It was 22 degrees. I didn't want to fix it. So remind us to wreath this year, right? You'll be okay with that right now. Some people will be like, oh my gosh, take them all down. That's just about unfortunate. I'll probably put the wreath out there. I think I'm not, just because I told you that. You're going to drive by to make sure the wreath isn't there, right? So I might find another hook, I may not, right? So I'm not really worried about that, right? Because I know Jesus is still going to come, and Jesus is still going to bless me and my family and take care of me continually, because that wreath is enough, right? Comfort. You know, I did a funeral yesterday, and we used in 2 Corinthians, God is the God of all comfort. We need comfort during difficult times in our lives, certainly during times of sorrow. But we think about the turmoil in our world, the craziness that's happening all around us. I mean, things are happening that usually just don't happen. I mean, I thought it was interesting. Mr. Booth, he came in this weekend from Charlotte to get away from a snowstorm. I'm thinking, does that make sense? You moved to Charlotte. He's coming to West Virginia to get away from a snowstorm. But he left before the snowstorm hit. And my cousin in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, he posted on his Facebook, there's going to be no church day in Winston-Salem. I'm thinking, what? What's happening here? It's going to snow, Kev. It's going to snow. Well, okay, but Christ will still come, even if it snows, and there's no church in some places. And so we think about all these things that are happening. We sometimes panic. We sometimes lose control. And we just need to be comforted. And so think about the time period and what's happening. People are being disobedient. And Isaiah is saying here, God's going to send some comfort for all the people. A comfort that will last forever. Not the comfort we get from some kind of medication or therapy. It lasts for a little bit. They got to go back and get more. We're talking about this comfort that to me relates into peace. This comfort and peace that will be for all people. And it will last forever. So we're going to look here this morning in Isaiah chapter 40. Here we go. Verses 1 through 11. Comfort, comfort, it says in verse 1. Comfort, comfort, my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, and she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. we know that God's going to take care of our sin, you know? We have to ask God to forgive us of our sin, and we're thinking of the sins of the world, and God's going to send His Son, Jesus, for the sins of the world. Comfort, comfort, my people, says your God. We find comfort in our Lord. Do we pray to Him every day? Do we read His Word and know that it's comforting? I mean, certain songs we listen to give us comfort. I mean, songs during this time of the year, Christmas hymns give us comfort, right? During this time of year, God's Word gives us comfort. Stories and memories give us comfort. As we come in to God's house, seeing the beauty of our Lord, this Christmas is a pretty time of the year. But God says He's going to bring comfort. Comfort, and that comes through Jesus, who brings hope and peace. And again, you might find a little bit of comfort in some lotion, maybe, from Bath and Body Works. You know, I might get a comforting gift like that. Last year, I got this real comforting gift, this massager, and I still use it, and I love that thing. But again, you gotta go back to it, right? So comfort and peace that God offers to us is for everybody. But it's forever. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. In verse 3. And in verse 4, every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. See, we talk about these perfect gifts for people. God's going to straighten everything out. He's going to send His Son Jesus. He's going to straighten everything out. Wash out the sins of the world and make everything straight. This gift that brings us hope and peace. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. In verse 5, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. See, we as the church have to make sure people understand this gift and understand its true meaning at Christmas. We're the only ones that can help people understand that Christmas is about hope and peace that comes through our Savior who brings comfort for all people. And I think a lot of times we think, you know, well, at Christmas time, you know, we're supposed to feed the hungry, which we should, right? And we're supposed to help provide gifts, which we should. But some people during this season of the year, some people, period, regardless of time of the year, just need someone to sit down and help comfort them. I had a friend call me last night, and she has been having trouble with the gas in her house, and no heat, no hot water, and no one seems to be helping her out. And I know these people forever. So she said, I knew if anybody could help me, it might be you. So I thought, well, I know if anybody can help me, it might be my dad. So I got my dad on this, and he called the person that was responsible for the gas not working correctly, and bam, it was all taken care of, and she should have heat today. And I'll bet you she sent me every emoji, or, you know, that could represent anything positive or happy. Oh, thank you, you're the best. I knew you could help us. Well, I just called my dad. And I find lots of comfort in calling my dad many times. So they were comforted because they have that. But they knew to reach out, and it just took a phone call, really, to take care of that, right? So think about it. Comfort comes in many ways. Peace comes in many ways. Just in watching the video, we just need to calm down sometimes. And so when I think about this whole idea of Christmas, God sent His Son Jesus because He's our only hope, to save us from our sin and to bring peace, not just to the world, but to your own life and your own home. Comfort, comfort, my people, says your God. All the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all the people will see it together. And in verse 6 it says, a voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are like grass, and all their faithfulness is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. The Lord endures forever. Our God endures forever. And so we think about all these things that are happening, and all these things we're making sure that they're perfect. They'll all go away. Even we will go away. But God will endure forever. So we're going to celebrate Him. The God who brings us peace and hope through His Son Jesus, who says, I bring comfort and it will last forever. No worries about anyone else. You know, it's sad, and I said, we've had the opportunity to help lots of people. And, you know, last spring we had the opportunity to host a parent group, a grandparent group here. The percentages of grandparents that are raising their children in the school system is out the roof, especially in Harrison County. And we've had several grandparents call and say, and this is just the truth, you know, my kid's mom was just taken to jail, and she didn't sign him up for gifts for Christmas. What am I going to do? Well, we'll help. We'll do our best, right? And so, and this lady was frantic. I said, okay, just calm down. Calm down. Calm down. Okay? We'll help you here. So, and that's not really the big picture, but for that grandparent, she needed to provide something for her children for Christmas. God comforts us. So sometimes we just need to calm down, right? We do. I mean, I need to calm down sometimes. I'll be the first to say that. You know, we just need to calm down. You ever pray for God's just gentle hand just to be upon you and help you to calm down when things happen? As we go on in verse 9, it says, you who bring good news to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say to your towns of Judah, He is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power. Verse 10. The sovereign Lord comes with power, and He rules with a mighty arm. See, His reward is with Him. Verse 10. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and He rules with a mighty arm. See, His reward is with Him, and His recompense accompanies Him. And in verse 11 it says, He tends His flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lamb in His arms and carries them close to His heart. He gently leads those that have young. If we think about the prophets in the Old Testament that we read about, and, you know, they were given visions, they were told things to say. And as we've been reading in Ezekiel, I mean, God was giving Ezekiel these very direct instructions on how to rebuild the temple. And he had to really be paying attention. And God told him, Ezekiel, pay attention. Listen closely to what I'm going to tell you. And so here, think about it. Isaiah is talking to people, or even when Jesus came, he was trying to talk to the people. So they were trying to, first of all, get their attention. We have a real problem with that today, don't we? Getting people's attention, getting people to listen. It happened a long time ago, right? And God had said, pay attention, listen. That's what He told His prophets, listen carefully. And so these people who had this great task of sharing God's wisdom and directions had to get people to pay attention. And so we think about the time here before Jesus came. They needed a Savior. There was turmoil. People were suffering and hurting and dying. People didn't know the Lord. They weren't listening and being obedient. And God says, comfort, comfort, my people, says your God. Comfort, comfort, my people, says your God. So they're being told, and we're being reminded just today, during this Advent season, that God sends His Son Jesus to comfort us. But we have to believe that and understand that and accept that and know that. Comfort, comfort. God sent His Son Jesus to bring us hope. Hope for the whole world, for all people. And there might be peace on earth. Just like it says in the song, that let it begin with me. Wow. I talk to and listen to people all the time. They're struggling with a multitude of issues. You talk to and listen to people. They're struggling with a multitude of issues. And I hope we understand and know this morning, as God's children, as believers, as Christians, that we can go to God. And that He can help us. And we don't understand, He can help us. God sent His Son Jesus to bring comfort to the world. Let there be peace on earth let it begin with me. He came to comfort his people. And we think about Jesus and, wow, laying in a manger in this dirty stable to bring comfort to your life. Yeah, for the whole world. But I think that Christmas will not ever become really real to us unless we understand it was for us. Isn't that awesome? Christmas is all about me. Christmas is all about you. And God sent his son Jesus that you might understand he's your only hope. Jesus is our only hope to be in heaven forever. We have to know Jesus. And he sent his son Jesus that you might have peace in your life. You might have comfort. Yeah, things are going to happen. Things are happening. We don't understand. But we as believers know that Jesus is coming. And he's the one that will make things okay. We can tell our kids, oh, don't worry, you'll be okay. Don't worry, it'll be okay. It will be okay. But for now, we have to keep the faith. Just listen to that voice. Comfort, comfort. My people. God will comfort us today. He'll comfort us. And he'll comfort us too. Right? Father, we thank you this morning. We come into your house and sing familiar psalms and hymns. Maybe we sang them last year. Probably did. We come into your house and see the beautiful decorations and the candles and hear beautiful music sung this morning. And reminded again of Christmas. God, as we read in the Old Testament, the prophet Isaiah, that you sent your son Jesus to comfort your people, to bring them hope and peace that would last forever. We can find comfort in temporary things. We can certainly find hope in temporary things and even people. And we can find peace in temporary things and people. But God, you promise, and you're a God that keeps his promises, that you are sending comfort, hope, and peace for all people that would last forever. And we could all have it. God, we thank you for that this morning. I believe everyone's here this morning because we understand that. And we do find comfort in your word. We find comfort in your presence. We find comfort in fellowship together. And we know that you sent your son Jesus to bring hope and peace. Give us the boldness and the courage to leave from here today and tell the others about it. Share that with others. We know people that just need to calm down and realize, God, you're the only one that can help us. Really. God, we thank you for that. God bless each one that's here. And I pray there's anybody here this morning that has never made that decision to live for you and follow you forever, they do that today. Or maybe life has happened, made bad decisions. We all do. That happens. You still love us no matter what. And you're always willing to forgive us if we ask. God, if you need to rededicate this morning, maybe just a decision to make for ministry or missionary work, whatever that might be. We just need prayer this morning. Each week we keep carrying those prayers and burdens up the step and take them back down. It just gets heavier every week. God, whatever we need to do, I pray we do that this morning. That we would bring everything to you. God, that we'd surrender everything to you. God, if you're calling us to be a part of a ministry right now or the beginning of next year to help in some way in the church, I believe that, God, that you have the job for all of us to do to bring glory to your name. So, God, just help us during this Christmas season to calm down, to relax, and to let you bring peace into our lives. God, we love you. God, we thank you. It's obvious.